Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kurt. How are you?
I'm good.
You just good?
With you?
I'm doing well.
Yep.
I am just trying to solve the world's problems one dime at a time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
but I got that last payment. We're all caught up again.
Yeah. I was going to do that for a few days, and I keep getting tied up. It started to get busy.
Good. Good. And, well, I mean, that's, you know, that's what I'd hope.
Yeah.
Lab grown. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But, any finished goods? Or, I'm sorry, there was people, I was like, oh, my God. It's only the 6th, and I'm already trailing. What else has been working? Is it all lab grown? Any bridal? Any fashion?
Well, I mean, you know, the bigger fashion stuff doesn't hit until later.
Okay, but so you got to have it on hand, right?
Yeah.
What what do you have?
I usually get the memos on that kind of stuff, you know, pretty.
Well,
hard.
That's why I'm calling. I want to see if there's something that, like, what do you have for big tennis bracelets or necklaces or that kind of thing?
Probably 3 carats, the biggest we got. And,
well, that's not terribly big.
Yeah. But, you know, what I've always done before was work memos, like, with several different companies, so I've always got stuff in here at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of new. You sent me stuff last year, sent me some big earrings and stuff, I think.
Well, that's what I want to do now. I mean, this is the time. It's not going to do me any good. Sitting here.
If you need them, I can get them the next morning, or we send them wherever you want them sent to. You know,
drop ship them for me.
I'm just scrolling through.
I wouldn't want you to do it anyway. We'd get it if it's overnighted. We get another chance to do it. I've got some 7-carat total plates in duplicity that are big. Big and heavy.
I don't think we'd sell those.
Tennis bracelet.
Oh, okay. You know that those Riviera necklaces and stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
We sold a couple of those last year. And
I like a Riviera over a straight line. You got to be the right lady to wear it.
But the straight line's what sells, though.
The straight line is what sells?
Yeah, that's what's sold here, anyway.
Yeah.
I like the Rivieras better.
What do you have in them right now?
None,
okay. All right, well, oh, look, what carat weight did we sell? Do you remember? Were they smaller? Oh, let me look back. Studs?
Well, we had some.
I don't think that was mine.
Smaller ones in our Christmas flyer.
Okay.
Jim's one. We had some of those last year, but it's not in there this year.
Okay.
And let's see. I don't know. Do you want me? Why don't I think about all this, and then I could give you more of a general overall.
Game plan. Yeah, game plan. Yeah, that works. And you're in on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're
good. Same. We're obviously here I am now.
Yeah.
We're open on Saturdays. Well, no shit, Garrett.
Well,
but,
I don't know. I don't know. You know, you could be home. I sent you that deal. I knew you'd get it. Could put it in Monday. So whatever.
We're good. It's been a lot more natural, though, is what I have to report. 3-carat plus.
Good.
A lot of big fancies and stuff like that. So rectangular cushions for days, marquees, driving me nuts. But if it's more than a dollar made of carbon, that's all I care about. So,
a guy told me, it might have been you, I don't remember, but a guy told me that one good thing that kind of come out of this lab-grown deals, it's that the people buying lab-grown are buying bigger. So when lab-grown kind of runs its course and it starts going back to natural, well, the people buying at that point, they're going to want to buy bigger because their friends have bigger. You know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, if they can afford it, that's the problem that I see is, you know, it's your little girlie is running around with a 4-carat lab-grown oval on her hand. Looks like a giant pop rock. You try and upgrade that down the road. What are you going to get her? A 1-carat natural for the same?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's tough because that's a 1%er item, right? Colorless VS. She's going to have to go down in color. But I think that's going to come in popularity because, you know, I've even got jewelers that, you know, that I've sold like JK, VS, SI, or even SI2I1s to, because, you know, they for their personal jewelry, because at shows people walk up and go, oh wow, is that lab grown? And they're like, no, it's natural, and they want that warmth and they want that inclusion to prove that it's a natural. So that'd be kind of neat if that took off. You know, more people buying lower color, just to prove that theirs is a natural over lab. So.
My mom liked, she always liked Dale L's and M's. She said, she was in business, jewelry business for 40 years, and she said that on her personal, anyway, she liked the more color because it felt warmer to her, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm with it. Yeah, I'm with it. But let me know on Monday what else you need, and we'll see how we can make the holiday season into a big success. It'll be fun.
I was wanting to find out about the diamond earrings. You told me last time that you had the smaller sizes, like quarter carat, total weights and stuff.
Yeah, we sell those this time of year. That would be for stock. You'd have to buy those like quarter. We go anywhere from 5 points to 2-carat total weight in program, but then we have a bunch of random pairs of 2-carat to 20-carat mounted. Yeah, ridiculous stuff. There's some big pieces in there. But in duplicity, I have a little bit of yellow, 90% white. And this time of year, you kind of have to roll with 4-prong or 3-prong. Like, it's whatever I have in stock. Most of it's friction back.
Yeah.
But
Ryan's been wanting our earrings to be in martini. Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I carry martini. I have a few.
And that's kind of what there's a big store in Oklahoma City that we're friends with, B.C. Clark's.
Yep, I know them. I don't work with them. That's another rep. We actually, RDI doesn't work with them. I think we used to back in the day, but big store.
Yeah, they are big. But they're really nice people, too.
Good. And that's that. You don't often get both.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They're just like us, only they're rich.
Funny way of saying it. Yeah, I get you.
But anyway, we kind of watch them because they don't make many mistakes, you know.
Right.
And that's kind of watching. I get their emails and I get their stuff, and then we can always call them anytime and find out what's going on. But we're active in the Oklahoma Jewelers Association, and so are they. So that's one of the ways. But anyway, that's kind of what I was thinking. I was going to have to buy loose stones and then set them into earrings in that mounting. But maybe I don't have to.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's wild that you're friends with them. You should tell them there's a young guy that would love to work with them. How far away is Oklahoma City? Because I'm not competing with you, though.
No, I don't think there'd be much competition. We wouldn't be much competition.
Is there much overlap is the thing. That's our biggest thing. We don't.
They're all over the place. But I mean, they've got customers everywhere, but they're, they're not going to listen to what I say. Or something like that.
Yeah, I know. I get you. I get you. Yeah, they're a bit of a machine. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Own, you know, it used to be they had their own diamond company.
Had
salesmen going out, and I used to buy from, you know.
Yeah.
But I was figuring...
Maybe they're the biggest in the country, so...
Anyway, I'll figure out what we can... I'll make a list of stuff that we need, and then if you got stuff... I understand about some of that stuff, it'll be... you will obligate to buy it, not just...
The studs, small, it is all about dollar amount. The studs are invoice, but like a lot of the necklaces and things like that, I can do on a memo rotation, not a problem.
Yeah,
so
we'll figure it out.
Sounds good to me. Well, let me know if there's anything else you need, and make some money today. You know, it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying at least. We're trying. But, but good. Well, let me know. Also, like, when you're for Monday, let me know what holes you have in the ramp for the martinis, because I have more four-prong than I have of martini, but I'm sure I could put together a package. And we actually do a program where you get 10% off your studs. You get terms. We can replace them. We have them in duplicity, and we're consistent. You know, it's not like you're buying one quality today and another quality tomorrow when we go to replace it. So, we do pretty well with that. There's other companies that just do finished goods and studs, and, you know, that's their claim to fame, but, like, we find ourselves equal in price and more consistent than they are. So, you know, give it a think, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we used to buy up to 1 carat total weights. We used to buy all the sizes up to that, including and up to 1 carat. Sometimes a little more from a place, and we did that for years. And we'd buy it and obligate on the one, and they'd match it on memo.
Okay.
And anyway, I called them, say, well, we're ready to do our thing. And this is a while back, and they quit selling the small ones. I don't know why. I mean, I guess they're smart. They had some reason, but they quit selling the smaller end earrings, which is kind of odd. But anyway, never know. I'll get it together, and we'll talk on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, we have... I think we have a ton. We probably have too many of the smaller pieces. So matching it, I might be able to. So typically what I do is, like, you buy a ramp and then I park a set of the bigger stuff there. Like, you'd be surprised how many 2 carats you'll sell when you have a set of 1 carats on hand. Or, excuse me, that doesn't make any sense. How many 2 carats you'd sell when you have a set of 3 carats on hand? How many 3 carats you sell if you have 4 carats on hand? Like, it's just a, you know, it's pretty crazy, but yeah.
On the ramp up, about how much in dollar amounts? About how much are you expecting for the total ramp up cost?
It's only a few grand, like for.
Okay.
And we carry 3 different qualities, so depending on what you want, like if you did, like, I mean, our 2 carat total weights is what really make it. If you did from 1 carat and down, 1250, we had to change the prices because of, I'm just going to email this to you. This will make more sense. I'm going to email you our program list, and it'll kind of show you. Yeah, RDI Diamonds Stud Program. All right. I'm going to email this list over to you, and, yeah, let me know what you think. Okay?
Okay, do you know what you call a wreath made out of $100 bills?
What?
A Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. Oh, man, that's a dad joke. That's funny. Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, leave me on that one. Thanks.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.